All right, coming up, Bill Vickery's already threw his first salvo for Football 101. Hey, real quick in the studio, I know we don't have a lot of time, got a lot of people in here. Want to acknowledge Sherry Bells, who is Hot Springs born and raised, is that right?
Yes, Hot Springs. Hot Springian.
And she's a vocal talent. Former, what was the pageant? Former what? Second, third runner-up, Miss Arkansas, is that right?
I made top 10 3 years.
Okay.
Miss Hot Springs, Miss OBU, Miss South,
all the crowns.
West Arkansas, Miss Lakes in the Northwest, and
that's good enough.
Yeah.
By the way, I watched Here Comes Honey Boo Boo last night at midnight, yeah. And it is the most disturbing, crazy, nutty. If you've got to watch, the mama weighs 309 pounds.
What?
And Honey Boo Boo is her daughter.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, and the Honey Boo Boo talks just like her mama. She's six going on, or five going on about 60. Yeah,
is that anything like a honey badger?
No, that's not at all. Now, Sherry, I had a chance to work with you at Relay for Life a few years ago, and you were at Christmas Karaoke with Terry Wallace. And now you are trying to get onto The Voice, and you're not there yet, so I misspoke.
Right. But that's okay. We're going to think positively and speak it into the future. Sherry is already on The Voice. I have one more live audition to go to in L.A., and also sending in my 5-minute bio video with two full length songs. So once I get past that,
it's not a done deal for sure. I mean, you've got to hit this next thing. Or
right.
How many people are where you're at? I mean, are you competing against 50 or 100 or?
You know, I have no idea. When I went in Memphis, there were about 3,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know that show, I'll be honest with you, I have not watched The Voice that much.
It's one of my favorite of all the singing shows.
I know, yeah. It's become more popular, well, not more popular than American Idol, but it's certainly raised up. I don't know why. Why is that?
I like watching Christina Aguilera.
I like watching CeeLo.
CeeLo's fine.
CeeLo wow. Green, yeah.
I don't know what that says, Athens. But
and Blake Shelton.
If you had to work with one of the three, Sherry, because that's what happens, they choose
four.
You, right?
Yeah, there are four.
Who is the other one?
Adam Levine.
You know what? I used to not like him at all, but I sort of like that. What's his new song? Telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Moves like Jagger.
Boom. Moves like Jagger. Boom. Yeah. And so, which one of the four would you like to work with?
Probably Blake Shelton.
All right. Let's just honestly though. Let's be serious. What about Randy Travis? Would you like working with Randy?
Have you seen the picture?
Only if he was naked.
Have you seen the picture of Randy Travis?
No, Lord, no. I think that's a visual I would rather just keep out of my brain.
It's not naked. It's the head. It's a mug shot.
I didn't know it was that religion, though, but.
I see a new song coming on. What would be, let's see, here we go. Today, name the song, name Randy Travis's next song that talks about this incident.
Okay.
I'm going to love you forever.
No, you know.
That's it. That's what we need. We need titles to that.
Yeah, titles to Randy Travis's
for his new album.
Next
for the
song.
Album.
Either album or song. Right. When he's reflecting on this. Now, he's not a pastor, is he?
Randy
He just sings a lot of Christian songs.
He's done a lot of gospel.
The Three Crosses we talked about earlier. Now, what kind of music do you sing, Sherry?
A lot of what I sing is probably country bent.
Country bent. That's what they say in the biz, right?
Country bent. I sing a lot of jazz and
jazz doesn't sell any records, doesn't give you publicity.
It doesn't. That's why I sing country.
Yeah, what's your favorite country? Like if your go-to song, if you wanted to bring the house down.
Probably Carrie Underwood, Last Name.
Don't even know my last name. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Kyle,
it.
What were you going to say?
We just played it. You said, what's your favorite country? I was going to say the United States of America.
Well, that too. So Carrie Underwood is the
right,
one, huh?
Okay. Right.
Is that the song you'll be singing out there, or is it songs you've written yourself?
No, I'm not singing any originals.
Don't
now,
do that. Yeah, cover.
Yeah,
cover right now.
Yeah, cover right now. Now, if I get to some of the final rounds, then I've got a lady who's written an original that I'm going to try to do. It's kind of along the lines of Last Name.
What's your covers? What the covers that you're probably going to sing?
Well, the song that I'm going to audition with this time is going to be Celine Dion's version of God Bless America.
Oh, well, that's a win.
Now, wait a minute now. Can I just,
I know. What do you think?
You asked for the song, and it's Celine Dion's version of God Bless America. First of all, to cover Celine Dion is a scary thing. I mean,
it is.
Second of all, I didn't know she had a version.
She did. It was the one that they did right after 9/11.
Okay.
When they threw together that really quick, tribute show with a bunch of pop singers.
And this is Celine Dion's "God Bless America."
Yes.
Have you ever heard Martina McBride's?
Yes.
That is. I'm getting chill bumps thinking about it. That is.
Is it
the best in the world?
Is it?
Oh my gosh!
She is
amazing.
Oh no, I think she's got. She maybe. She probably has the greatest, to me, the greatest female voice. There
Celine's
going to
show
now.
Her range, obviously. That's yes, there's that. That's what the Celine
thing. Right, right.
Now, are you going to show? You've got your husband's here, Scott's here. So anything I say, he's watching. Now you've got a curvy body. You know, you got the blonde hair. Will you wear an outfit?
Scott,
that shows off your physique.
Well, of course, right. Physique. That was a good word.
Yeah, that's it. You know, he didn't even mean to say.
Well, listen, they want people on TV that, you know, maybe that. Although they may look at you and think, oh, it's another Carrie Underwood, though. You know.
I'm no Carrie Underwood.
You're wearing jean skirt.
No.
And you're not. You don't work at Sonic.
No, I don't.
Are you? Can I ask?
Can I say where I work?
Yeah, sure. Where do you work?
I work at Clayton Homes.
Okay.
In Hot Springs?
Yeah. In Hot Springs.
Right there on Airport Road?
Yes.
Hey, everybody down there.
I'll be sensitive around this, but what is the age range for this competition?
There's no age cap.
So wasn't there a guy on there that was like 57 on the last show? I think so.
Wait, that's not old.
He was older.
That's not old.
Yeah.
He was in his prime.
The
edible.
So I guess that you want to say what your age is? Or give me a range? I'd like to know. Come on.
Wow. I'm 29.
Are you 29? No, so you're mid-30s?
Yeah, I'm 35.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen,
you're in your prime in everything. Right?
Yeah, we're talking to Sherry Bell. She is an Arkansas girl, and she is going to be on The Voice, hopefully. And, of course, that is one of our friend Marsha Ricketts' channels on NBC. Yeah. So you can check that out. We appreciate everybody listening to us. And for those that are listening, driving right now, on the left side of your radio, picture David Basil wearing his sunglasses in the studio.
This is what I did last night for the entire all the people go, well, you ain't. Because you know what? This is that's exactly what RJ, look. Did you see what she said?
It doesn't look that bad.
Did you hear what she said?
The Botox still looks like it.
What did you say, Sherry? First thing you told me, you go.
I said, David, what's up with your eye?
That's exactly what 300 women would have said last night.
You got an infection.
Yeah, you do.
But that's why I wear the sunglasses.
Tell them you got in a fight.
I go and buy.
That would sound better.
Did you buy a patch?
I did buy a patch.
And I bought a patch. I was going to simulate, David. I mean, here's the deal.
This is mini me.
It was only $2, so I went ahead and splurged and got it. But it doesn't make him look cool, is what it is.
You know, it's so funny. Roger knows me well, but Roger knows too. We've had some fun. We've done some fun little bits together. But the first time I see the patch, I said, "Pat, get the patch."
Sure
patch
did.
At work.
Sure did.
I'm really like, "Hey, roll down your socks.
Roll down your socks."
But you know, we're a good team.
It worked.
Hey, I do want to mention today at 1 o'clock we'll be announcing the Touchdown Club speakers. The first meeting is August 20th, and let me just say. Put it on your calendar because it's somebody national that you want to hear. It's going to be cool. We'll announce those today at 1 o'clock at Metropolitan, and we'll be able to talk about it tomorrow. We'll be in Pine Bluff.
We'll be in Pine Bluff tomorrow.
Pine Bluff Four Ball.
Four Ball, which is a 3-day tournament.
Clint Stern, brought to you by Simmons First National Bank.
Clint Stern will be on the show with us as well. And throughout the rest of the show, you can either email us or for Life and feedback us. What is the next song for Randy Travis that reflects his
name of the album.
Or
song. Yeah.
Good morning, you're on the show with no name.
Hey, you know it's got to be butt naked and busted at 7-Eleven.
Butt naked at 7-Eleven. All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, that is not something that will enhance your career, although he could have a comeback, I guess.
Yeah, they might get in porno. We don't know what he did.
Well, Roger mentioned that he'd already been in trouble in February with some drinking. Again, you know, we laugh about it. Of course, we saw what Tommy went through, and it's a serious thing. Once you have these things happening, and maybe this will change his life just like it changed Tommy.
Could very well. He has hit bottom. Unless the next thing is the Hell Express and they can kill somebody.
Good morning. You're on the show with no name. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Randy Travis' next album cover tune will be Living a Natural Life.
Very nice.
Natural Life. Okay, we're going to go that route.
Speaking of tragedy, hearts go out to the folks down in Ryzen real quick.
Yeah.
Three kids that were all, I guess, seniors. I guess all three seniors at Ryzen. I think they were.
They were football
Logan
players.
Prescott lost his life, 17 years old, senior receiver. Josh Cook and Justin Ross. Justin Ross, that severe head injury, so he's in critical condition. Clay Todd, he's a great guy. He's a coach down there. Of course, we went down to Fordyce and talked about the difference between the great rivalry. So it is a traumatic deal if you're in high school. You don't lose anybody, but lose your three teammates that you've been around and played ball with since you were a kid, and
as
you lose
parent,
one of them.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's a parent to know that these – I mean,
and the other thing is
they're just kids.
Les Apple, I think it's Apple Garth or Applegate, I think, was the gentleman who also, it was a head-on collision. Oh. So a nasty deal, and I think he's still in the hospital. So anyway, we had some girls there for last night that wanted us to make sure and mention that.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Ryzen,
we're thinking about you, Ryzen.
Hearts definitely go out to you. Let's hit a couple more calls real quick. Sherry, is there any other, what do you like to do in your spare time besides sing?
Karaoke.
Do you really? Do you
I
really do. Do karaoke?
I karaoke like a fool. But I guess that falls into the singing category, doesn't it?
She also tweets.
Can you do? Are you a
tweet.
Tweeter? Are you a tweeter?
Mad tweeter.
Can you tweet your look today? Can you tweet out
oh,
a picture?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
She rivals only President Obama in tweets.
Really?
Yep.
Well, can we do a quick duo?
She's got a problem. Listen, she's great at promoting
herself. Her voice.
Oh, please. Cam and I used to sing together. Yeah, Did he tell you that?
How about amazing?
You can do that. You do the lead.
Cam,
who'd you sing with when you
smoked
that song?
I don't want to be responsible for ruining your career.
I say you can't sing. I'll give you a chance to sing.
Who'd you submit that song with? Remember for the song competition?
That was Jen Telfer.
I got a couple songs and it says you can cover if you want. Like
not Sherry.
You're no rooster. Yep. Just know that.
Sherry once sang through an entire church service with her pants unzipped. That's my story.
Thanks,
answer.
Kyle. That's real nice.
Wow.
No, good morning.
You know, I would rather have forgotten about that.
You're
thanks,
on the show
Kyle.
With no name, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a tune for Randy Travis.
Okay, what is it?
My Ding-a-ling.
My Ding-a-ling. Very good. Chuck Berry
that's
cover.
That's good. That's good.
Have you heard the live version of that? Thanks for the call. The live version of that, Roger, where he goes, I think he's over in London. He goes, all right, it's time to sing our alma mater, My Ding-a-ling.
Wow. No. Yeah. Nice. Mike in North Little Rock says, next Randy Travis song, Smoking, Fighting, and Dangling.
And Dangling. Again.
Dangling.
Dangling.
Hey, I got to get out of here. I got to go down to Saline County.
Roger Scott, Roger everybody. Scott. He's going to a jury duty.
And I'm, you know what?
Hey, do this world
You're
some good.
You're all guilty.
Do the world some good.
I'm gonna do my duty in for Saline County. I'm gonna go down there and change some lives.
Ask him if you can do some call-ins.
You know, if Randy Travis comes in and I'm on his trial,
let me just say, whoever the judge is, the jury folks, Roger could be just a big detriment to that court.
Right.
I could really screw up the system.
He's got twitches. And
I could let people
Tourette
out
syndrome.
Without knowing it. You don't want me on this.
Coming back to replace you, how about this? Bill Vickrey.
All right.
Fill in the shoes
All right.
for Roger Scott.
See if his hair dye is dripping on his jacket.
Oh,
is
wow.
that why I wear a dark jacket? I don't
7:50 on the show with no name. In for Roger Scott. Roger Scott out. Bill Vickrey in. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. Yeah. How are you?
Glad to have you, my friend.
Looking good over there. You got something wrong with that eye?
I do.
Okay. I'll say this. I'm going to say this. I haven't seen you in a long time. Yeah. I haven't seen you in a long time. The glasses look good. You look good.
This is the version of Sherry Bell singing, what is this called?
Broken Wing.
Broken Wing. She is attempting to get on The Voice. She's got one more round. She's got to get past.
Right.
And hold on 1 second, David. We'll get to you.
Look at me. Traffic cop over
yes,
there.
Kind of just running things. Trying to let people in.
Over there.
Go on, that's okay. I mentioned Randy Travis. This is a great This is a great deal. The next Randy Travis song from Robin Highway 65, Showing Off Bones. Yeah, doesn't he have some kind of song about bones?
Yeah. Digging up bones. That
is great.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
That's good.
Now, I'm glad Bill's here because Bill in Tennessee, I asked, where did Buck Naked come from? Where did we hear? He's Buck Naked.
Right.
Do you know?
I have no idea.
Of course. Now, Bill is our.
That used to be my dance name.
He's our,
by the way.
He's our academic.
When I danced as Buck Naked.
Academian here. Bill in Tennessee said David Buck Naked comes from slave trading. The male slaves were forced to strip naked for buyers to bid on.
Yeah, you're in a dangerous zone there, my friend.
I have never heard of anything like that before.
I don't want Al Sharpton in front of the studio. I'd let go of that one right now.
Kyle Eubanks, one of our faithful listeners, is here. We had Football 101 last night. We want to thank all the women who came last
awesome.
Night. And Victoria, who worked real hard for the station. Our GM was there. I think we all the sponsors who did it, I think we had a good time. Now, Bill, you mentioned your Football 101 would have consisted of what?
Right. Well, I said this on the air, and I, instead of, well, you know, the notion is this. It's right. It's supposed to help women understand the game of football.
Yes.
And there was no class on how to be real quiet when you're providing the snacks to your husband or significant other as he's watching the game.
Wow.
No class on how to notice that his beer might be a little bit low, needs to be taken care of during the game. How to keep your mouth shut, keep the phone
now,
from ringing
Sherry,
during the game.
You would
now,
think, Sherry, you
that's
think,
football
you
101
think you
in my
football.
Book.
You would think
What's
he'd
wrong
have,
with that?
You think he'd have trouble with women, but the guy does not
What's
have
wrong,
trouble
no,
with women.
I have
yeah.
a lot,
at all.
Believe me.
None.
I have a lot of trouble with myself.
You so, have more women.
You don't understand the demons going on in this
he
head,
starts.
Man.
Listen, he starts working his little demon tongue, and he starts throwing out his game.
Did you just say demon tongue?
Demon tongue, all of his lines.
That costs you extra.
And I'm telling you, women they become hypnotized.
Yeah.
They do. Now, Sherry, real quick, what if folks want to follow your adventure? adventure.
Yes.
Where do they go?
SherryBales.com, and it's SHARI Bales, like bales of hay, BALES.
.com.
And you can go on there and fill out a little form to get put on the email list.
Wow.
You can follow me on Twitter at SherryBales.
Now, do you tweet out like you're here? I'm at the airport, or here my hair's getting done by whatever. There's Blake Shelton. Do you do that kind of stuff, or is it just all just text only?
She tweets every moment of her
yeah,
life.
Bill, are you a tweeter?
Wait, what? I didn't quite understand that question. Are you saying are there pictures involved?
Well, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Yeah.
As you go on your adventure, a lot of like at the Olympics, they do that. And I think it's really cool. Like Phelps, you know, they're tweeting pictures.
Right. This weekend we'll do a lot of that.
I'm not.
We'll
are you a Twitter guy?
No,
I'm not either.
No, man.
My friends in the media tell me, the national guys like ESPN that I occasionally talk to, you're not on Twitter. And Tommy made mention only 4% do Twitter.
Yeah,
but it's a very highly educated and proactive type community.
Yeah,
when I say highly educated, I'm thinking engaged.
Right,
engaged. Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. You know, it's one of those kind of just a.
I'm surprised you do Facebook.
Facebook. I do. But it's mainly
really
just so I can look at pictures of other people.
Yeah. That's true.
Right, that's that, to be bluntly honest.
Have you ever been a Facebook
voyeur?
Have you ever checked out women?
No.
I will say this. True story.
There's no way I'm going to say that on the air. There's no way to be honest about
listen,
that
Listen, I'll
the
say
air.
It.
No way.
I have no problem saying that. I will say this. True story. I had a guy in local television, not going to say who it is, sent me a text and said he saw on my Facebook that I had a friend with a particular girl. And he called me and said, tell me about this girl. I'm interested. And I told him, well, here you go. Surprise, it's a guy.
Wow. Oh.
And
and he said, please don't tell anyone that I was inquiring about. But anyway, that's what you got to be careful about.
If you had been
Facebook.
On Twitter, you could have tweeted that.
Clausen? Is that Clausen?
I will not.
Is it Bob Clausen?
I will not reveal.
He's happily married, though. But was it Clausen?
It was not Clausen.
Okay, Clausen.
I will not reveal.
I love Bob Clausen.
So do you you follow sports or anything, Sherry?
I do. It's not football season, so I'm, summertime.
Jim Harris had a big article yesterday about the fact that it's embarrassing that Arkansas fans here in Central Arkansas have not sold out the games yet, that it should have been sold out months ago and not within 3 weeks of the game or 4 weeks of the game.
Do you think that has something to do with Petrino?
Some would say that we didn't do it last year either.
Yeah.
There's a science to that too. Selling out games because especially in Fayetteville, you have to give so many seats to opposing teams. I think 7,500 seats that you have
you
to give
get
up.
Some seats.
You only get them back within a week.
But that's not sold out.
I agree.
But you're right. There's some other factors that are involved.
You got 55,000 seats there, and it ought to be sold out. It should be considering this team.
Well, even if it's Louisiana Monroe,
it doesn't matter.
I'm with you. And so that's why Razorback fans, let's shut everybody up and let's go get your tickets. If you got a girlfriend and she, go get your tickets. Or if your wife,
or if you don't have a girlfriend,
if you don't go,
let's say you've got a wife.
Go get your buddy, whoever it is,
or some guy on Facebook that looks like a girl.
Exactly. Go get your Razorback tickets. Now here's the deal. Here's another deal too. You're not going to get good tickets. They're going to be end zone tickets.
Memorial Stadium. There's not
exactly
a bad ticket.
I sit in the end zone all the time.
Oh, that's the you and I. The Mississippi State.
Matter of fact,
came in from D.C. Loved it. Had a unbelievable.
If you buy tickets now, everybody's gonna know everybody because you're gonna know we're the ones who bought tickets last because we're sitting in the same section. You know.
Right.
So now, where'd you go to high school, Sherry? Are you a
Hot Springs High?
Hot Springs High. Okay.
So you and Roger went
graduated
to the same
from
school.
Fayetteville.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
What year?
Wow, look at David over there.
You're so young. You're 35. Listen, we have David Carlton coming up. And that's what I said. I didn't know
you know, the reason I don't say when I graduated is because I was almost a lifetime college student.
That's
it took me 6.5 years to get a 4-year degree.
That's okay.
Normal now.
There's nothing out of that. We do have David Carlton coming up. And,
I saw that.
Guys, you know that he's the one who kicked the extra point, which was, I think it was 30 yards against LSU. Everybody forgets he had to make that extra point.
Had to do it because we had the celebration penalty.
Did that get the win? That got the win. Yeah, that was tied, and then they got the win. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to figure out how many yards back that was.
Yeah, it was.
We'll get him in here to ask about that.
We got 15 for sure for the celebration in the end zone.
And I was thinking maybe there was one more penalty besides that.
Yeah, people forget that was the game.
Yeah.
Now, the Jones pass was great.
All right, Sherry, what is your email address, your website address again?
SherryBales.com.
Awesome.
S-H-A-R-I.
All right,
Bales
so
like
listen,
Bales
you got to deliver. We're all going to be rooting for you.
Hey, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Like white on rice.
You're a very talented girl.
Well, follow her on Twitter.
You got the great look. Scott, thanks for coming up. You guys are a fun couple, and we hope you make it.
Thank you.
We hope we can watch
I appreciate it. I'll keep you updated.
Awesome.
Watch my tweets.
Sherry Bells, everybody.
Fantastic.
Former Razorback David Carlton is involved with the charity here in town. He'll be in here in the studio. So, guys, now it's time for the girls to go on the webcam. It's been the guy's chance to look at you. Now it's the girl's chance to look at Vickery, Kine, and David Carlton.
That's
Here's the thing. I'm not sure. I'm not sitting anywhere close to David.